low-down, conniving imbecile. Braggadocious, boorish oaf. Drunken, philandering pissant. Lazy, stupid, stinking pig. Mortals, I am Hera Basilea, Akraya. All who hear my voice, attend me. Where are you? And my name come out right now, or I'll... Oh. What are you doing, curled up under that table? Stop being silly and come out here at once. Oh. What are you doing, curled up under that table? Stop being silly and come out here at once. Now. That's better. Now let me get a good look at you. No, don't bow. No, stop lowering your head. Look at me. Oh, dear. Is it my size that has you so cowed? I would try to adjust, but really, you don't know how difficult it is to manifest under 8 feet when you get to be my age. So buck up and just look at me, will you? Yes, you look about right. Unremarkable, insignificant. You've been crying. Tell me, did your wife or lover abandon you as of late for a much taller, more handsome, more well-endowed man? No? No, don't start crying again. Come on, compose yourself. That's a good mortal. Tell me what happened. Mm-hmm. All right. So she's pregnant then. Oh, yes. Even if she hasn't told you, even if she doesn't know the king of the god seed is rooted in her belly, another little demigod is on its way. How wonderful for us all. Are you crying again? Oh, dear. You didn't know, did you? All right. Come here. If you're going to cry, you may as well rest your head on my bosom, you poor little thing. Shh. There. Are you less distraught? Ready to listen?
Good.
Listen well, mortal. I did not descend from the highest peak of Olympus just to tell you that your adulterous partner has most certainly been impregnated by the mighty Thunder Bear. I understand that this must be difficult for you. I am not ignorant to how it feels. Oh, yes? You don't see how they could be? Surely you know of the arrangement between me and my dear husband. Then you do understand how I might feel when such disloyalty is not a moment of pain, but the state of things perpetually. Pardon me if I say no more. It isn't polite to talk of those who aren't present. Or those who might be listening. Now then, mortal, as I told you, I haven't come all this way only to remind you of your pain. Among my many and various tiles, I am most particularly proud of one, Alexandros, protector of man. Why, yes, part of my charge as matriarch is to come to the aid of all you lesser beings, poor, downtrodden things that you are. Some of you men have taken to using the title in another form. I know. Alexander, is it? Adorable. But those little boys playing at war never quite had my touch. I have always been foremost in caring for you all, deflecting the fate's designs, soothing your dearest pains, And what pain is more acute than that of a broken heart? You make no mistake, little mortal. I've come from Olympus all the way down to comfort you. Whatever do you mean? It's only natural, isn't it? As small as your woes may seem, they are the world to me, and I wish to see them eased. I have no other reason for coming.
Still in need of convincing. No, don't look away. In fact, I command you to look upon me. It's custom nowadays that disrobing shows intimacy, is it not? Then do not deny me. Go on. The Queen of the Heavens bares her breast to you, and you have the gall to look away? Yes, go on. Take it in. And shut your mouth before you begin drooling. I mean,
come over, why don't you? You needn't stand supplication. Here, I'll just sit at the edge of your bed.
Come, don't be shy.
Sit in my lap and rest your head and let those pains of loss drift away. I see your eyes are open, mortal. You're staring. Do you see something you like? Don't let restraint be the enemy of happiness, then. Go on. Indulge your desires. What callous heart could stop you? Pardon me, mortal. I did not expect that. Your mouth, that is. Oh, don't let me stop you. If your wish is to nurse from the Mother of Gods, then continue. Go on now. The more you indulge, the more your worries and cares will just melt to...
Oh! Teeth!
No? No. It's quite all right. You simply surprised me. I dare say not even my lord husband would be so bold with me. Oh, dear. No, don't get up. Forget I mentioned him. Listen, mortal. You're in no danger at all. Come, sit down again.
I said, sit down.
Good, mortal. Now then, where were we? I believe your hand was on my right breast, and your mouth on my left. Oh, what's the matter? I told you, you have nothing to fear from him. I know what you desire, mortal. It's written across your face.
Surely you wouldn't make a goddess beg for it, would you?
Ah, yes, mortal. By the Styx, this is rather nice. Although it seems you're enjoying it more. Come on, mortal. How many times must I repeat myself? You needn't look so ashamed. Why? It's quite flattering. Is the mere sight of my breast so arousing? Well, a bit more then. Mere sight, I suppose. If I were to just rest my hand in your lap. No, shh. Don't let your fear rule you. Be honest. What do you desire? That's what I thought. Now, mortal, let me dispense with these layers of cloth and... Oh, my. You are aroused, aren't you? Oh, you feel so very hard in my hand. Now, mortal, use your words. Would you like your goddess to stroke you? Good, mortal.
Does it feel good, mortal? Few of your kind have felt the divine touch of Hera directly. And none so intimately, except for you. Are you enjoying it? An all-powerful goddess cradling you in her lap, nestling your head into her breast, stroking your precious cock. Don't stifle your reactions. I want to hear you moan. Oh, yes. More. Those sounds of pleasure, they belong to me. Do you understand? Since you're receiving my blessing, you owe me an offering. Consider those wonderful sounds. A kind of prayer. Although if I wish, I won't stop you from employing your mouth on my breast instead. Even if I didn't instruct you to do so, it is pleasurable. Are you close? Well, dear, don't hold back. Just go on in. It's all right, it's all right. I've got you. There. It was probably just a coincidence. I doubt he's actually.
I heard you the first time.
All right, mortal. Sit on the bed and stay still. Look at me.
Look at me. I will not let him hurt you.
All right, you good-for-nothing brute.
I heard you, I said.
Now stop shouting and tell me what you want.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to stop disrespecting you? I don't know what to say to that.
Oh.
No, I do. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
You run around for eons sticking your cock into anything that moves. Man, woman, beast, plant, anything. And you accuse me of being disrespectful?
Excuse me?
If you threaten him again, I will come up there and make you sorry you ever spoke. Oh, I dare. You know what? No. No. I don't care how sorry you are. I've heard your apologies over and over again dozens of times on loop for what feels like 1,000 years. Oh, I remember what sorry means. You were sorry after Cassiopeia and after Io and after Niobe, and that didn't stop you from turning around and forcing yourself on the next poor maiden who caught your eye. Your apology isn't worth a damn thing. You want to apologize? Wait until I get back to Olympus, and then if I'm feeling generous, maybe I'll hear you out.
But until then, you can watch me enjoy myself for once, or you can stick your head in a cloud and pretend it's not happening. I don't care what you choose, but either way...
Shut up.
I'm sorry, mortal. That was my husband, as you probably guessed. He has a distinctive air about him, yes. That was a long time coming, I think. A very long time. If you found that unnerving, I would understand. I won't stay if you don't want me to. Unlike my husband, I understand the meaning of the word no.
Are you trying to comfort me? Thank you, mortal. I mean, man. I mean, thank you.
You want me to... I don't think that's going to work. If you hadn't noticed, I'm a spare sight taller.
All right. I'll rest my head on your shoulder.
This is nice. Thank you. You know my upbringing was unusual. Very little opportunity to explore the world when once trapped in the belly of an elder god. And once I was released from that prison, immediately in fact, I was introduced to Zeus, who I was soon to marry. And since then, I have been faithful to him and him alone. As befits the patron goddess of peaceful and happy marriage. What I'm trying to say is, other than my husband, you'll be the first man I've kissed. You're much softer.
Yes, I like that. I think I like it very much.
No. You haven't done anything wrong. But you can do something right. Kiss me.
No, darling. My neck. Oh. Yes. Yes, like that. Just like that. More. More. Now, work your way down. Slowly. Recognize the opportunity I grant you, dear. You have the Queen of the Gods before you, bearing herself to your sight, your touch. To be known as intimately as a man can know a woman. I want you to take in every detail. I want you to worship me. Yes. Move your lips down my neck. Down my shoulder. Yes. What? Oh, yes, darling. Oh, Olympus, you're perfect. Yes, you may move to my chest. Call the burner first. I want to feel your lips move across every inch now. Yes, just like that. Now you may descend right down the center of my chest, dear. All right. You've proven your restraint. Show that lavish devotion to my breasts. You know, these ample breasts nurse gods. Mighty Ares, clever Hephaestus, and now, they're yours. Oh, you like them, don't you? You certainly feel like you're enjoying yourself. Teeth! No, don't stop. I didn't say I didn't like it. Oh, darling, you have two good hands, don't you? Well then, put them to work. Well, my other breasts, of course, and between my legs. Don't hesitate. Deeper. A little faster. Oh, yes. Oh, don't you stop. Oh, yes. Don't stop. Do not stop. Oh, keep doing just what you're doing. Actually know how long. Far, far too long at any rate. Hey, where do you think you're going? Oh, you're not getting up yet, my sweet. After a few millennia of unsatisfying lovemaking, I think I'm owed a little selfishness. Don't look so frightened. I think you'll enjoy this too. Here, darling. Don't let it be said Hera lacks generosity for those who please her. For your impeccable service thus far, and I'm sure just in the future, you may have the honoring of covering me yourself. I'm quite serious. Here, just pull the robe away. Don't be shy now. There you are, darling. The only mortal man to ever see the great and mighty Hera in all her glory. Despite what some sculptors might have you believe. I know your kind is obsessed with some of those younger goddesses. But Aphrodite's a little more than a pretty face. Athena's far too close to that. Spartan beauty? And Artemis? Well, you can tell the poor girl's not one of mine, what with that trim physique. Not to disparage my fellow divines, but I think a goddess ought to have some substance to her. Full breast, white hips, a waist you can grab hold of, thighs with some power to them. But dear, what do you think? Oh, a fine response indeed. Are you sure Apollo didn't bless that silver tongue? All right, charmer. Enough out of you.
That tongue can do more for me than speak right now. My legs are spread wide for you, and I'm soaked with anticipation. What are you waiting for? Worship your goddess. Oh, yes. You don't disappoint, do you, darling? Oh, keep it up. Show me your adoration with your service. Why? Did I tell you to stop for breath, mortal? Get back to it. In fact, if you require motivation, do you enjoy having my thighs holding your head in place? Oh, I know you do. But don't grow too complacent, dear. I'm not letting you free until you make my legs go limp. Yes. Do you feel my hips moving, boy? That means you're close to earning your release. Don't slow down. Devour me. When I promised not to let you go until you made my legs go limp, I didn't think you actually would. No. The look on your face. You know I would have let you go when I was satisfied anyway, don't you? Poor little thing. Did my strength frighten you? Then come here, darling. Let it comfort you instead. Isn't that better? Wrapped tight in my embrace, safe and warm? I thought so. And darling, you were amazing. Why, don't thank me yet, you little sweet thing. Because I'm not done with you. When I said you were close to earning your release, I didn't just mean from between my thighs. In fact, almost the opposite, really. I can feel you, darling. Hard and throbbing and leaking. Your aching, desperate cock is digging into my thigh. Practically begging for attention. And if I shift just so, you can feel that, can't you? Your tips sliding ever so slightly between my slick, hungry lips. Don't move a muscle.
Now, mortal. Listen to my every word closely. I know you can feel me just as intensely as I can feel you. You know how wet I am, how ready, how eager for you to push inside. Oh, you can almost feel my legs wrapping around you, pulling you deep inside, can't you? And I can feel you dripping your anticipation between my lips, aching to thrust forward. I know just how pent up you are, how much you're aching to pour into me. But if you do, everything you've done before will pale in comparison. Once you slip inside, once you claim me, then you mark for your own the goddess set aside by the fates for the exclusive pleasure of the King of Gods. you will usurp that. Could there be any sacrilege higher? And I, if I let you, I will break a sacrament held since the fall of the Titans. On my end, at least. Marriage is my domain, my purpose. And allow you to continue would violate that deepest duty. Now. I want you to fuck me so hard they'll hear me screaming on Olympus. Fuck. 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 Oh, you're better than he ever was. You're only a man and you can. Oh. So fuck me better than he could ever hope to. Fuck, fuck. Now you enjoyed that, didn't you? Here, let me tell you how your cock surpasses that of the highest almighty Zeus himself. Because it makes my cunt clench, telling you just how much better you are. How superior you are. How glorious, how incomparable, how fucking powerful. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yes, oh, oh, you're close, aren't you? Fuck, I am too, oh, oh. You feel my legs locked around you? You know what that means? No backing away, no pulling out. I want everything. Every last drop, do you hear me? Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, my. Oh. I can feel you inside me. Deep inside. You were pent up, weren't you? No one to take care of those full heavy balls. Poor thing. Good thing I came down to save you. You really listened when I said every last drop, didn't you? I can feel your seed all the way in my womb. Great gods will be pouring out when you pull out. No, not yet. I want to savor this. It feels so good to be this full again. I haven't felt this way in an age. I didn't realize how much I missed it. Just another thing I have you to thank for, dearest. What's the other? Why? Wasn't it obvious? For your devotion, darling. And your service. And oh my, the pleasure. You are a devout worshiper. Very devout. And you made me feel things no one has in a long time. Things I almost lost I'd never feel again. Oh? I don't want to have to leave you.
But I'll have to speak to Zeus sometime, I suppose. Oh, my darling. My beautiful, perfect darling. Please don't worry. You won't be in danger, all right? My husband is powerful, yes. But he wouldn't dare raise a hand to me. And I will not let him harm you. Directly or otherwise. On the river Styx, the skies above your head shall be ever clear. Although, I suppose he might try and get back at you indirectly in his way. By which I mean seducing any woman who enters your life. Don't you worry about that, though. If he tries that old chestnut, I'll just have to come down and comfort you again, won't I? Oh, you look so excited. Don't you worry either. I'll be sure to come down no matter what he does. I still have a long way to go before the score is even between he and I. And besides, I'll need to stop by so you can check on the baby. The baby? You know.
Ours.
Well, yes. I am the goddess of motherhood, dearest. If I lay with the man, I will conceive. Not that your vigor didn't help. Oh, just think of it. You're going to father a demigod. How exciting a thing to experience for the first time. Come to think of it, it'll be my first time, too. I wonder if it'll be a boy or a girl. Or something else entirely. Oh, but I ought to go, shouldn't I? No. You're right. I can stay a little longer.
Would you like that?
Then, my dear, relax and sink into my arms, and let me hold you until you fall asleep.